On RNIB Connect Radio, we are all too aware of the difference that technology can make, not just to the lives of everyone out there, but especially if you're blind or partially sighted. Technology is moving so quickly now, it can help us in all sorts of different ways, in all aspects of our lives. Now, I'm going to focus on one particular piece of technology by Orcam, and to tell us a little bit more, we have with us Mark Swain. So, tell me first of all, Mark, a little bit about the company itself.
Orcam is a Israeli company. The product is designed and built in Jerusalem. And the two people behind the concept of Orcam originally designed a product called Mobileye. And Mobileye is used on 80% of vehicles throughout the world. And that uses intelligent technology. So you may have already got technology on some of the cars that you may travel in. And what that technology does, it recognizes the street sign, it recognizes a person in front of the car, it recognizes the adaptive technology of the car in front of you. So you'll hear a lot about the autonomous vehicle, and the autonomous vehicle, the self-drive vehicle, again, Mobileye is working towards that. But one of the actual designers behind it had got posed a problem, and a member of his family suffered sight loss, and said to him, is there something that you can do about it? So he's used some of that technology to actually form Orcam and present an actual device that starts to bring independence to the visually impaired. They're not special glasses that are going to help you see again. But what it is, it's a small, discreet camera that fits onto the side of any glasses. And don't worry if you don't wear glasses, because we provide you with a frame. And what the camera does, it takes a picture of the world in front of it, in front of itself, and actually tells you what's there. So if you, let's say, in a restaurant and you pick a menu up, then it's going to read that menu back to you instantly. Whether you pick a book up, whether you pick a magazine up or a newspaper. But we don't just stop there on what we can read in everyday life from the printed word that's out there. We can actually start to recognize faces. So the Orcam is intuitive in the way that we've actually learned it to actually recognize certain things. And one thing's our faces. So if we've got somebody in front of us, it will tell us whether they're male or female. And if it's that somebody who we meet on a regular basis, we can capture their image and actually put their name into the Orcam. So when they come into view, it automatically says their name. The other thing that we can also do is start to recognize products. Now, products may be things that we're using on an everyday basis in the kitchen. Maybe a soup can, maybe cornflakes, maybe a packet. So again, we can use that to go out in everyday life and go shopping, go into the supermarket, pick something up, be able to identify it, read it, know exactly what it is. But then we start to recognize other things. And other things, what we use in our everyday life, like credit cards, debit cards, store cards, even currency. The other thing that we can also put in is what we term as fixed signage. So a simple thing is the ladies and gents sign. Now, that's a fixed signage. It may not have got Braille on, or it may not be a raised sign, indentation sign, so you can actually feel that it is ladies or gentlemen. But we can get it to recognize a ladies and gents sign, so no more embarrassing moments of going into the wrong door. So from a point of view, Orcam is really designed about creating more independence in everyday life. I'm actually sat in a car park in Chesterfield, and what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to put the Orcam on. So this is how portable it is. It can be used anywhere. So whether you're in home, whether you're out and about, Orcam is totally portable. It doesn't rely on any mobile signal connection. It doesn't rely on the internet. It doesn't rely on any other apps. So it is a purely portable, standalone unit that delivers information when and where you want it. So, if I may, I'm actually going to wake the Orcam up. So first of all, I'm going to describe what I'm doing. So I've placed a pair of glasses on my face, and on the right-hand side is a small camera. and the camera is the size of my little finger. Now, the camera itself has actually got a small speaker boom with a small speaker at the end that sits in the front of my left ear. We've tried to make technology simple. And one way of doing that is actually using what we term as natural gestures, what we use in everyday life. But first of all, we've got to switch it on. So we have a simple button that we press to switch it on and off. It actually gives a physical vibration to tell you that you've actually switched it on. We've also got a volume button as well. So again, you can preset that volume button, toggle up or toggle down, to suit yourself. And then we have one more button, which is the camera button. We can press that and take a picture of what's in front of us. But I talked about the intuitive of the device that Orcam is. So we use what we term as natural gestures. So if I want to look at something, we always use to point. So it's learned to recognize a pointing gesture. Now, it doesn't matter where you're pointing, because as soon as it sees your fingernail, it'll actually take a picture and give you that information back. But more importantly, you can read more complex documents, like a newspaper. So the Orcam will read the newspaper and naturally break it up into articles. So it knows that the article's there. But you don't want to read all the newspaper at one go. So what you can do is you can place your finger on the newspaper and slowly move your finger around. The camera will see that you're moving your finger, and wherever your finger travels to, it will read that text above. So you can actually search a newspaper for an article that you want to read. So, Alan, is it okay if I now switch the device on and I'll introduce you to Orcam?
Absolutely.
Okay, so in a minute, it's going to say waking up. Waking up. If we was to use it constantly, the battery life is 4 hours. But nobody sits down and reads constantly for 4 hours. We choose when we want to read. So using the battery life and the battery saving mode, it will actually give you 8 hours throughout the day quite easily. So what I'm going to do now, as an example, just how far it can read, I'm sat, as I said, in a car park in Chesterfield. So I'm simply looking through the windscreen now. Take a picture. Curious PC World, Home War. Okay. So straight away, it's read the sign, Currys PC World, in front of me. So I know that's the store that I actually want to go into. So from a point of view of using it in daily life, it's your own imagination where this can take you.
Mark, it's an extremely versatile piece of technology. What's the feedback been like from people who have been using this?
It's been absolutely fantastic. And it's strange, really, how this technology starts to actually really move into different sectors. And a lot of people say to me, I'm partially sighted, so yeah, I can see where I'm pointing. And people typically with macular degeneration are people that have been using this product. But the amount of people that are using who are severely vision impaired is growing, and from a point of view, I've seen more independence of what they require. Because somebody with some partial sight, of course you still want to use that sight. But there may be situations where you get tired when reading by using your other devices. So then Orcam can then come into your life and help you. But if you're severely vision impaired, then the Orcam is there to give you that information around you when and where that you require it. But the other markets that we're also seeing this going into is the dyslexia market. Because it is a mobile reader, you can use it anywhere. We're also seeing that market also having interest in this technology as well.
Presumably this is a product that will be evolving over time as well.
When we supply this product, the product comes with a 2-year warranty, which covers hardware and software, but more importantly, covers the software upgrades. Now, earlier, I said that we don't connect this in any way to the internet, computers or mobile phone signal. So when we upgrade the system, we upgrade it by using a simple SD card. Again, we've tried to make technology simple for the non-technologists because we understand that it's a vast age range where this product will be used. So we want to make it as simple as possible. What will version 8 do? We've started to actually introduce some things by listening to actual users of what they request. So for some people who can't press a button or point, let's say through arthritis, they can simply look at an item that they want to read, and it will actually take a picture. So you can just hold a book in front of you for a predetermined time, and it will start to read it automatically without pointing, without pressing a button. Now, the ORCAM doesn't have a range finder. So if it says that there's a male in front of you or a female in front of you, it's not going to give you a distance. However, what we've also looked at products is introducing other items such as color recognition. So I can hold my finger on a page or on an item for a predetermined length of time, and it will denote the color that that is. The other thing that we've identified as well is barcode. So it will now recognize a barcode. And with that barcode, then we can look at directories of how those barcodes then can recognize products. We can recognize dual currencies. So already in version 8, we have sterling and euro. The one other function that we've also got is what we term as watch function. So I'm just going to wake it up again.
Waking up.
Okay.
Battery is 80% charged.
Thank you, ORCAM. You're very informative. So what I'm going to do now is simply, with a clenched fist, I'm going to hold that as though I was looking at a watch.
The time is 13:23.
So what I've done there, I've used a natural gesture. Gestures that we use on a regular basis if we was looking at a watch. So if I got home tonight and I was going to charge it, when I plug the charger in, okay, sometimes we might plug devices in and think, yeah, it's on charge. We go to bed, we get up the next morning, and unfortunately, we forgot to switch it on at the mains. Now, the way that ORCAM works is when we plug the charger in, we get both a physical vibration to tell you that you've plugged the charger in from the base unit, and if the ORCAM is switched on, it will tell you, charger connected, and it'll tell you where the battery percentage is. Likewise, when you unplug the charger will tell you, charger disconnected, the battery is whatever the percentage is. And if you've charged it overnight, it's going to say 100%. Normally, charging time from 0 to 100% is normally around about four hours.
Mark, once again, an extremely versatile piece of technology, an amazing piece of technology, and even in those brief demonstrations there, really showing a wide range that ORCAM is capable of assisting with. Now, if people would like more information on ORCAM, how can they do that?
In two ways. You can visit our website, ORCAM, which is ORCAM, and that is .com. So you also can call our free phone number, which is 0800-358-5323.
Mark, thank you very much for telling us all about ORCAM on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.